This is Twit.
So, apparently this first topic is so incendiary that Paul doesn't want to go anywhere near it. Yeah. It's basically like a...
don't talk yet,
a
Paul.
Note 7.
I just think it would be better if a cooler head and voice perhaps discuss this.
Okay.
Than I.
It's the headline is... It's Amateur Hour in Redmond.
Guess who wrote that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, is this all about 1809, Mary Jo? Mary Jo.
It is. How did you guess, Leo? Yeah.
Okay.
So, yesterday was Patch Tuesday.
Yes, it was.
And as I had kind of been thinking was going to happen, Microsoft began to re-release 1809, which is the October Windows 10 update.
Now, should I not seek this? Is this a seeker thing?
It is a seeker thing, but it's a seeker thing with a little bit of a twist in that they're really going to go much slower than they have lately with this, which is good because they had to pause the update, as you may remember, for 6 weeks because of first a data loss issue, then there was a zip compression issue. So just been issue after issue after issue. And so...
Oh. Have there been problems? I didn't notice.
But that was all. That was all.
Not yet. Not yet.
That was all fixed in the insider builds.
Supposedly. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And so they're making it available to seekers on machines that are known to not have problems. So
what machines would those be?
If you go to Windows Update. Yeah. I know.
Max.
Well, I was actually talking to
computers.
Did you get it, Paul, by the way, on any of the PCs you have by seeking it?
Well, I had installed 1809 very early on.
Here's
remember,
our problem.
I needed
We've all
the
had
book
it.
And
yeah.
Yeah, so
I already had.
I mean, I do have some other PCs I could bring online and find out, but no, I haven't looked for it.
I know. I was talking to Rich Wood from NeoN today, and he said he didn't get it on any of the PCs he has, and he has a lot of them, and he was seeking it, and it didn't come through Windows Update on
By the way,
anything.
That's striking because remember when the first version came out, everyone, if all you had to do was look at it, you know.
I know. I haven't tried to seek it because I'm one of those people who is still like, yeah, let everybody else be the guinea pig. I'm not going to be in the first wave of this. But it is available again. They're going to roll it out more slowly. It's not yet on Windows Update. They haven't given us a date when it will be on Windows Update. Windows Server 2019 also started rolling out again yesterday. That one is in the Volume License Servicing Center, and people are downloading it and getting that now. It's starting again. They claim they fixed it. They say everything's good. People who did get it also got a cumulative update yesterday, right?
Right.
Which has some additional fixes
I did get
in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Patch Tuesday, right? So we would get a cumulative update on Patch Tuesday.
Exactly. So all's good there. The part that both Paul and I are kind of surprised is kind of a mild word here, but I'm surprised about is Microsoft also did a blog post yesterday about quality. I was thinking that blog post might say something like,
I like it when the audience laughs at the right point. You know, it's always... It's always appreciated.
Yeah. Yes. So there's a very lengthy blog post, 2,000 words or so, about quality and how Microsoft does testing, what's changed since they began testing under Windows 10 as a service. And so I kept reading through it, and I'm like, okay, and now they're going to say, okay, here's where we screwed up. Here's what we did wrong. Nope. In fact, that blog post about quality says they are actually improving quality with every release, and it's not a problem.
And the Republicans won the midterm election. This is the modern way of doing things.
As it turns out, not so modern, because 2 years ago when the anniversary update came out, we had the same exact kind of problem. Microsoft paused the thing for a bunch of machine types because Kindles were exploding or whatever the problem was. There was a bunch of stuff. I talked to Microsoft at that time. They put out a blog post just like this at this time. And they were going to learn from the mistakes of the past, and they were going to focus on quality, and this was never going to happen again. And a couple points to this. A, aside from the fact that the language here is exactly the same as it was 2 years ago, the issue I have is that they haven't learned from the mistakes of the past. We did have after that a couple of or maybe one, whatever it was, some number of updates that went out reliably. And we talked about that. You know, it was interesting for a little while. It got fine. This year's updates have been notably terrible. In fact, I would say these two plus the anniversary update are the notably bad feature updates that Microsoft released for Windows 10. So they're shooting about 2 for 5, if my math is correct. But the issue is that the same problems are happening again, right?
Yeah.
Insiders find problems. They report them. Other people upvote them. Microsoft ignores them. They ship the product publicly. Those problems bite people in the butt. And then they have to readjust. And, you know, in this case, it was bad because they had literally released it publicly. Actually, the anniversary update had been released publicly as well. They didn't, you know, hold off on it for 6 weeks, but they did dramatically slow it down at the time. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, it's like the, you know, that saying about, you know, what do you call someone who keeps making the same mistake and expects a different outcome, you know?
Insane.
Yeah. And I just, aside from what I just said, and I'm trying to be as calm as possible about this, you know,
so far
they
so
always
good.
Cart out the, they, thank you. They cart out the adults at this point. You know, the guys who've been like Mike Fortin has been at Microsoft since I think 1998, certainly whatever the year was from the NT days, working at kind of a kernel level type of thing. He's responsible for quality. I'm sure this is personally embarrassing to him, but, at some point you just hear the same excuses over and over again. And it's, you realize you're in this abusive language, you know, relationship, mm-hmm. and I you're just hearing the same things over and over again.
Yeah.
And I just, you know,
what I was expecting and I was surprised was not there. Like I didn't expect an apology. Like I know some people were thinking there was going to be an effusive apology. I'm like, I don't expect that. But what I do expect is an explanation from them about how it happened. So they told us, you know, it was a known folder issue. It was this, it was that. But the part in the quality blog that it doesn't spell out that I wanted it to spell out is how did this happen though? Right. Because.
Yeah. Well, I think the issue there is that if they had come out publicly and said what it was,
yeah,
they would literally have to confirm that they just made the same mistakes they've been making all along, you know, and we can go back and look at what they wrote, their little postmortem on the anniversary update, which is probably when they introduced John Cable to the world, that poor punching bag. And right. I'm trying to be compassionate to John Cable. That's what I mean. Cause he has to be the face of this, you know? The issue is they haven't learned their lesson. That's my point. You know, if they were to come out and say, well, this is what happened, we'd say, but you just did this 2 years ago. What do you, you're supposed to learn. It's supposed to get better.
I know.
In their little narrative, it does get better. They've got that cute little graph.
I know.
I think Raphael said, it's funny because he tweeted this and I was saying this privately to someone and someone pointed it to me and said, hey, Raph's saying exactly the same thing. Yeah. You know, at some point you get beaten up so much, you just stop trying. And I think there's a thing going on with Windows 10 where people are just like, screw it. It's not worth giving feedback. They don't listen to any of it. Mm. And you know, they can show this little graph where like, oh, look, you know, the incidents are going down. No, the incidents reported are going down. I think people are just, this is just the way it is. You know, mm-hmm. I think we've kind of given up collectively.
I think a lot of people think, yeah, okay, it came out, it's got bugs. But you know what? They're going to issue 2 or 3 or 4 cumulative updates right after it starts rolling out. And they're going to fix all the things that were still broken.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that's the great way to go, but I think that's kind of what people are expecting now, like the new normal,